As we continue on through chapter 1, we come to verse 19, where he says this to John the Apostle, "Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter." Now, that's a natural outline for the book of Revelation. Here's point number one, the things which thou hast seen. That would be chapter 1 of the book of Revelation. And then the things which are, chapters 2 and 3 of the book of Revelation. And those things which shall happen hereafter, that's chapters 4 through 22 of the book of Revelation. Those things which are, those things which have happened, and those things which shall be in the future. The 3 points of the natural outline from chapter 1 of Revelation, verse 19. Now, at this point in time, I would like to give you my outline of the book of Revelation. One of my heroes in the past was Dr. Lehman Strauss. He's now in heaven. But one day I talked with him. You know, he was a great Bible teacher. He was a prolific author on books of the Bible and subjects of the Bible. And I asked him, I said, "Dr. Strauss, how would you approach your study and then the writing of a study on a book of the Bible?" He said, "Jimmy, the first thing I do is I sit and I read that book 100 times through before I ever start to write an outline of it or to start to teach it in any way, shape, or form." 100 times through, he would read that book of the Bible before he would start to teach it or write about it. By the way, he would do that at one sitting for every single reading as well. If he was going to be studying Revelation, he would sit down, read all 22 chapters. That would be time one through the book. And then time two, he would sit again and read all the way through the book at one sitting. Then I said, "What else did you do?" He said, "Well, I would put together an outline for the book that helped to give me the overall big picture." Now, we have an outline, those things which were, those things which are, those things which shall be hereafter, chapter 1, verse 19. But let me give you my outline to the study of the book of Revelation. I have 3 major points. Point number 1, a prelude to the tribulation. Now, you know the prelude is what the pianist or the organist plays as the church is coming in before the service. Point 1, a prelude to the tribulation. That would be chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 4, verse 1. My second major point is a program of the tribulation. The program of the tribulation, chapter 4, verse 2 through chapter 19, verse 10. And finally, the postlude. The postlude is what the organist or the pianist will play as the church service is over and the people are departing to go their way. The postlude, point number 3 in my outline of Revelation, the postlude to the tribulation. That's chapter 19, verse 11 through 22:21. The prelude to the tribulation, chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 4, verse 1. The program of the tribulation, chapter 4, verse 2 through 19:10. And the postlude to the tribulation, chapter 19:11 through 22:21. If you notice my outline, it talks about what happens before the tribulation period, that 7-year time of judgment, what happens during the tribulation period, and what happens after the tribulation. That's my outline to the study of the book of Revelation. Well, let's now turn to chapters 2 and 3 of the book of Revelation. And as we continue on, we start to see the program of Jesus Christ beginning to unfold. What is going to happen in those years after the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Remember, chapter 1 gives us his person, his power, and the beginning of his program, an outline of the program for what will unfold in the book of Revelation.